Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for coming. And so I would like to acknowledge my colleagues here, Dr. Dora Intikavi, Dr. Simon Yue, Dr. Andreas Colliander, and Dr. Todd Caldwell, who helped us to make this presentation possible. And the content of this presentation, I'll mostly talk, since this is mostly about the SMAP mission, I will give you some overview and mission objective, some instrument details, data product, and ultimately the SMAP high resolution product and its status. You can find the details about this mission in the, which is electronically available, called SMAP Handbook, which describe about the mission, all about all of its product, and how about its algorithm, and you know everything is available, in, and it is available in JPL website. And the credit goes to project team and the SMAP science team, and also a lot of information you'll find in this webpage, actually, which is the JPL website. So coming to what is SMAP, SMAP is the Soil Moisture Active Passive Mission. It's the first decadal mission that was launched, and the objective of the mission was to provide high resolution, frequent revisit, global observation of soil moisture to do various science, especially that links water energy carbon cycle and estimate global water energy fluxes, estimate carbon fluxes in boreal regions, extend weather and climate forecast skills, and improve flood and drought information. And besides that, there are a lot of other science and application which soil moisture can do, which is not listed here. We can take credit from there too, especially like soil sciences. We can do a lot of science in the soil science, especially like determining the soil physical properties, the status of the soil. So the mission was geared towards that. I will discuss a little bit more about it. Before going there, let me say, tell you, most of the people know how we retrieve soil moisture using the observation, but a small overview of it. So we have a radar and a radiometer which do passive and active remote sensing. This is the radiometer which measures the natural emission going and the microwave frequency, L-band, and the backscatter here shown is used by the radar. It emits a signal, and it whatever is backscatter reflected back to the antenna, it is absorbed by the SMAP reflector, and that is what is the backscatter. There is some, this is the equations basically. I won't go much in detail, but this is what are the two approaches used by the SMAP active and passive algorithms and the instruments what is on board. And this microwave we are using because it is transparent to atmosphere, transparent to cloud, and it is, has a lot of sensitivity to soil moisture, as you see in this plot. So now let me go to some instrument configuration. The SMAP had a radar, which is, it has a radar, but it's kind of had because it's not functional anymore. But whenever it functioned wonderfully, and it worked at this frequency, 1.2 gigahertz. It has this polarization, VV, HH, and HV, with a resolution of 1 to 3 kilometer, varying upon where you are in the swath, with relative accuracy of 1 dB for copole and 1.5 dB for crosspole. Similarly, for radiometer, it is 1.4 gigahertz, again, microwave frequency, within this polarization, HV, third and fourth stroke, with a resolution of 40 kilometer. They both share the same antenna, and the advantage is that what the SMAP mission was going to do was it uses the radar high spatial resolution from 1 to 3 kilometer, which has a lesser sensitivity to soil moisture, and but are also in, because they are influenced by surface roughness and vegetation. But however, radiometer has higher accuracy, but has coarser spatial resolution. So the approach was to merge these two information and come up with a combined radar radiometer product, which is optimal in spatial and temporal resolution. So right now, the baseline mission was for 10 kilometer, but the algorithm was capable to produce soil moisture at 3 kilometer as well as 9 kilometer. So this is the list of the data product. You can see this is the level 1 product, the instrument product basically related to the brightness, temperature, backscatter, And the level 2 products are the derived products, like mostly the soil moisture products. So L2 SMA means active only, radar only product. L2 SMP means passive only, radiometer only product, with 36 kilometer resolution, 3 kilometer resolution. And then we have active passive, the merged product, AP, which is has a 9 kilometer and 3 kilometer resolution. And then there are level 3 products. That means all these half orbits are composited for one day, become one, you know, for the whole day, it becomes level 3 products. So overall, more or less, they are the same as level 2, but they're composited for one whole day. And then there are modeled products, which are called level 4 products, which is soil moisture on the surface and root zone, which are these level 2 products are assimilated in this, and then the level 4 carbon products. So this is the list of, a comprehensive list of, you know, data product provided by the mission. So the current status, the SMAP was launched on 31st January this year. The reflector was deployed successfully. It's spinning also successfully, working wonderfully right now. But and the radiometer is also working wonderfully. It is even without any calibration, the performance was wonderful. And then the radar also worked very nicely, but it stopped operation because of some electronic failure of circuit. It stopped operation on April 13th. Stopped operation July 7th. So we have around 2.5 months of very good radar data set. And it's a global data set available, and it is available to public because we have done beta release of the data. Beta release of the data were done for all the instrument product and all the level 2 and level 3 product in NSITC. So look at this. This is some of the soil moisture retrieval. You can see the passive 36 kilometer data processed into soil moisture with 3-day global image. So you can see how the change is occurring from April 5th to April 14th because of thawing of the northern latitude. You can see it started detecting soil moisture. And SMAP is, this picture gives us confidence and tells us that the changes happening in the soil moisture due to geoclimatic conditions as well as weather conditions is directly captured by the SMAP mission, especially like the flooding event over Texas and all that are distinctly observed by the SMAP mission. And then this is the another important chart I want to discuss. This is the black portion over the global area, shows the regions where SMAP is going to meet its requirement. So these are the regions where this condition meets, basically. The vegetation water content is less than 5 kg per meter square. Urban area is less than 25%. Water fraction is less than 0.1% in 9 kilometer grid cell. And DEM slope standard deviation is less than 3 degrees. So these are the locations where SMAP has to meet its level 1 accuracy of 0.4% RMSE, this accuracy. So if some of the regions fall within the study area, we are supposed to provide a highly accurate soil moisture. So coming to the active-passive algorithm, the high-resolution product, this is the algorithm we used. This whole algorithm is basically based on how this brightness temperature, which we observed at coarse resolution, can be, you know, disaggregated based on the high resolution radar information at copole and the crosspole. And we have some parameters defined through, you know, they can be defined through physical models, or they can be defined through the time series between the brightness temperature and backscatter. So based on this, and it performed very nicely, and as you can see, this is the disaggregated active-passive 9-kilometer soil moisture product, which is has much finer resolution as compared to the radiometer-only product. And this is a composite between July 1st and July 7th. I can show you some of the very nice example what the active-passive algorithm can do. So this is the base product of radiometer-only product, you see, which is at 36 kilometer. This is level 2 L2 SMP. And now this shows the active-passive product at 9 kilometer. Can switch back, you see the details observed by the product. Now we go another level down because the radar, which is gridded at 3 kilometers, we use directly to retrieve soil moisture at 3 kilometers. You see the another detail, the heterogeneity detected by the radar. So if we go back again, you can see how the details were observed by the radar and captured by the active-passive algorithm. So this soil moisture product is one of our, you know, pioneering product which could be used for, especially for soil sciences, and we had a lot of expectation from it. And we have like 2.5 months of very good global coverage of this data set, which can be used for any kind of soil kinds of study. Then besides this data product, the heterogeneity, in the data product is also inbuilt with many other aspects. We also provide a lot of quality information, like surface flags and the retrieval recommendation flags. The surface flags are mostly static water body flags, where the quality, we expect that the quality of water retrievals may be compromised. We have provided a flag. So the black portions show where the flags are not raised, and the white portion are where the flags, water body flags, are raised. And then we have the coastal flags, because the brightness, temperature, and radar backscatter are influenced by the presence of water. So we are only land-only mission based for the soil moisture purpose. So we try to stay away from the coastal area. So this, we have a coastal area flag, then we have an urban flag. So the whole radiometry and whatever measurement we make over urban area is way different than the natural, you know, surroundings. So we provide a urban area flags, and similarly we have mountainous terrain flag, we have dense vegetation flag, and nadir flag. Nadir flag is the region just underneath the aircraft where the radar doesn't function nicely. We don't have the resolution, for disaggregation. So we provide a nadir flag. So all these flags put together, and some of the retrieval aspect, we provide also retrieval recommended flag. So this is the in a particular swath going over Europe and Africa, you can see the black portion are the portion where the retrievals are recommended, or the white portion are the portion where in the product some of the flags are raised, or some retrieval, like sometime over the desert, it's possible that the surface temperature we used in our retrieval may be higher than the brightness temperature. You know, so that time we raise a flag, so which is a constraint of a physical model, the brightness temperature we use. So this retrieval recommended flag is the flag which tells you whether the product is of good quality or not. And then this product is, this high resolution soil moisture product is packaged in an HDF file, and it provides all the geo-referencing information at 3 and 9 kilometer, the spacecraft overpass time, what kind of information goes in to derive this soil moisture, and all ancillary information, also the quality flags. So it's self, sustaining product. Once you download the product, all the information are therein, and you can go and, you know, even retrieve soil moisture using these information. And conclusion, so the SMAP active passive algorithm is performing satisfactorily. We have just done a beta release. The product is available for everybody in NSIDC website. And based on the L2SM AP baseline and option output with core site, special attention is warranted for agricultural landscape. We are working on it. And overall, the analytical estimated errors associated with each and every retrieval is at the ballpark with the unbiased RMSEF, all the land cover except the agricultural landscape. The AP algorithm implemented 3 kilometer also shows significant potential. And last not the least, we are trying to do some recovery action, but it's very preliminary. We are planning to use some Sentinel data instead to replace the SMAP radar, but the scope is very, very limited when it comes to Sentinel data. But we are trying to work on it. It's a very, very preliminary study going on in JPL right now. Thank you.
We have a minute for questions.
Okay. Good that everybody knows about SMAP. Okay.
I wonder if it's because you showed the last coverage of the soil moisture, especially over China and North Africa, we know from this monster that Arab ice or more, we cannot really get the soil moisture product.
SMAP has a very elaborate RFI algorithm, and the way we do remote sensing in SMOS and SMAP are totally different. So SMAP actually look at a focused region. I think Andreas Koliander, he's a remote sensor from our group. Actually, he can tell you more about the remote sensing aspect, but I know that the active passive algorithm is benefited immensely by the RFI algorithm that is put in place, and we detect and remove most of the RFI. And in SMAP, we do bandwidth hopping, and they, wherever they detect RFI, they remove it and they drop that band. So it's much cleaner as compared to SMAP. And if you see global images of RFI, there is RFI over China, over northern part of, you know, Alaska and northern part of Canada, but it is known region, but it is not as rampant as SMAP.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what type of information or ground data does SMAP use?
Okay, so I didn't cover that part. This is the subsequent presentation. Andreas Colander, my colleague, will take care of that part, actually the calibration and validation activity. So deliberately we didn't put that part in my presentation. For two purposes. One is to keep within me, myself, in time, and I don't want to take his thunder. So he will talk more about it, the calibration and validation activity.
Thank you.